We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, Earth Protecting viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz. Polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swata, Saleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahuan Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Ta, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. in Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV, in Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, and in Tinman County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom and Switzerland collaborate to help China address climate change. In cultural news, Egypt will translate Hebrew language books by two Israeli authors into Arabic. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 21st, is Belgium's National Day, commemorating Prince Leopold of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha becoming the first King of Belgium in 1831. Adjacent to the North Sea between the Netherlands and France, Belgium was home to Baron Victor Horta, one of the earliest architects to start the Art Nouveau movement. Four of his townhouses in Brussels are part of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization's World Heritage Site. Ghent, Belgium is famous worldwide for inaugurating in May 2009 a weekly veggie day. To lower greenhouse gas emissions caused by raising animals for food, information about the plant-based diet and vegetarian restaurants in the city has been widely distributed. In addition, every Thursday, all restaurants in the city serve only vegetarian fare, and from September 2009, public schools will provide a vegetarian menu on this day. We wish the progressive Belgians a joyful National Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Since late June, rainstorms flooded Sichuan, Yunnan, Hunan, and Jiangxi provinces, causing hundreds of houses to collapse and damaging more than 100,000 hectares of farmland.
On July 2nd, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $30,000 for those most affected and in need. This amount could purchase $235,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in China. Our association's relief team in China then used it to purchase and deliver emergency aid, while using their own funds to cover travel and related expenses. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on such humanitarian missions. With Master's permission, we would like to share an excerpt from the report.
July 18th, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding Chongxing of Sichuan. At the end of June, constant heavy rainfall caused mountain landslides, after which 25 families experienced difficulties in daily living, and 13 houses were uninhabitably damaged. We quickly purchased quilts, cooking oil, mosquito coil incense, cloth, towels, and detergent for the victims. With the local government's assistance, the relief goods and money were delivered to residents in need. A local official said with emotion, "I'm deeply touched by your actions. I'll learn from you and will also ask my family and villagers to treat one another with loving hearts just as you do."
Regarding Yunnan Province, many towns and villages suffered from high winds, drought, floods, and fires, especially the remote mountain areas. In two counties, 255 families were affected. On July 12, our association members purchased quilts, jackets, t-shirts and blankets, then delivered the goods to the victims the next day with the local government's help.
When we learned that two elderly men needed assistance for medical treatment, we immediately gave them funds, then left for Funing.
There, we found that the area's 10 disaster-affected villages were scattered far from the main town, with some roads in poor condition.
Thus, we entrusted the local government to help distribute our purchased goods.
Through God's grace and Master's love and care, may the victims soon return to their normal, peaceful lives. Relief Team in China.
Thanks, Supreme Master Qinghai, for allowing us to share this information with our viewers who may be concerned about this sad situation. We also thank our association's foreign group for this update.
Our appreciation, government officials, for your care of the people in need. We are especially grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely and loving assistance and the conscientious efforts of our association's relief team. Let us join hands to protect one another and the environment for the alleviation of such extreme weather events.
Wintry European storm causes landslide in Germany and costs lives. An unusual storm with cold weather descended on central Europe, with several mountain climbers in northern Italy perishing due to gusting winds. In Austria, a climber lost his life as snow fell in the mountains, while lower altitudes were deluged with rain.
The region of Graz was declared a disaster area as thousands were left without power and overflowing rivers inundated streets and houses. Gale force winds on the coast of Croatia resulted in significant damage and a fatality occurred in Hungary from a lightning strike. Germany was also affected as heavy rains in Nachtestedt created a landslide that swept an entire home plus half of another down into a lake at the bottom of a former open mine. Three people asleep at the time are still missing as rescue efforts are hampered by the continued movement of the hillside.
We are thankful for the personnel working to save the missing persons and pray for their safe return. Our deep sympathies for those who have lost loved ones to this storm, as we wish those affected a soon recovery to their normal lives. May such disasters be minimized as we become kinder inhabitants of the earth.
Thousands evacuated as wildfires ignite in Western Canada. More than 10,000 people have been displaced in the province of British Columbia as one fire started near Kelowna and destroyed 9 homes and then a second fire began the next day. Over 150 firefighters are working to put out the flames, with thankfully no reports of injuries or fatalities thus far. Our gratefulness for the tireless efforts of the brave firefighters, we pray for their protection and that of the area residents as we wish for a speedy return to their everyday lives. May such disasters remind us of the importance of living in harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Vulnerable populations to avoid swine flu conditions. The UK's National Health Service has especially advised mothers-to-be who are at greater risk of contracting the deadly swine flu to avoid unnecessary travel and crowds. In Florida, USA, an infant perished after doctors put the mother, who was suffering from swine flu, into a coma in an attempt to deliver the baby 14 weeks early. The mother is still in critical condition. China has quarantined 65 US and 52 British students after several were hospitalized and one was diagnosed with swine flu.
With confirmed cases growing in Arab countries, Grand Ayatollah Mohammad Hussein Fadlala, one of Lebanon's most respected Shiite clerics, has issued a fatwa, or religious edict, declaring that Muslims concerned about swine flu may refrain from participating in the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia this year.
Officially, people who have been stricken with the illness now number 139,566 across 138 countries with 781 fatalities. But according to the WHO's latest report, the tally is too much higher to count. We are deeply sorrowed to learn of the tragic loss of the baby in Florida and pray for the comfort of all who have suffered loss to the swine flu. May those suffering from its grip quickly recover, as such threats of illness are eliminated through our transition to the wholesome, life-promoting vegan lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Frank McCourt remembered. The Pulitzer Prize-winning Irish-American author has passed away at the age of 78, after serving for 30 years as an English and creative writing teacher in the public schools of New York City, USA. Mr. McCourt rose to fame with his book Angela's Ashes. His lyrical, compassionate style of prose writing, which took readers on a luminous journey through his upbringing in Ireland, also won him the prestigious Pulitzer Prize. Our sincere condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Frank McCourt, whose eloquent expressions will continue bringing joy to readers worldwide. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting love and light of heaven.
Darfur Group releases 60 people. The International Committee of the Red Cross announced that the Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, of Darfur, Sudan, freed 60 soldiers and police personnel. A representative of JEM described the action as a goodwill gesture intended to help build confidence between the government, along with securing a ceasefire. We are gladdened and extend a hearty welcome home, Sudanese government personnel, wishing you many loving reunions with family and friends, and that these steps continue building lasting peace for the graceful people of Sudan.
Tata Motors Cars delivers first Nano. Ashok Vichari, a 55-year-old Mumbai, India resident, became the first recipient of the world's most affordable car, the $2,500 Nano. The much-anticipated vehicle was the inspiration of Tata Motors chairman and engineer, Ratan Tata, when he observed an entire family traveling on a motorbike and wanted to provide a safer means of low-cost transportation. Plans are also underway to produce an electric version, the first of which is due to be sold in Norway in late 2009. Kudos Chairman Tata and Tata Motors on the successful launch of the new Nano. We look forward to seeing many such affordable, safe, and eco-friendly autos being enjoyed on roads across the globe.
Turkey bans smoking in cafes and restaurants. Following a May 2008 smoking ban in workplaces and public spaces, all bars, restaurants, and cafes are now also smoke-free. With nearly 100,000 deaths that have been attributed to smoking each year, the government is setting up a task force of 4,500 personnel to ensure that the legislation is implemented. With one in three adults in Turkey who currently smoke, Toker Ergüder, leader of the World Health Organization's Tobacco Control Project, said that reducing smokers to 20% is a first step goal. Turkey, we laud your initiatives to safeguard the health of your citizens from the dangers of tobacco. May your people be graced in welcoming abundant fresh and invigorating air to your beautiful nation.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Save our planet. Global warming spreads West Nile virus worldwide. With the warming of the planet, the West Nile virus, which is spread by mosquitoes and can cause meningitis, has expanded its reach beyond the tropics and subtropics of Africa to become a global disease. According to virologists, increases in temperature around the world have created conditions that allow disease-carrying mosquitoes to increase their range of infecting both humans and animals.
Dr. Thomas Mettenleiter, president of the German Federal Research Institute for Animal Health, explained that numerous cases of West Nile fever have been seen in Bulgaria, Hungary, and Austria, with more northerly Germany expecting to see cases soon. In the United States and Canada, West Nile disease was first reported in 1999 in New York and has since become more widespread. Experts say that if climate change continues unabated, it is only a matter of time before other types of mosquitoes also increase their range and transmit diseases such as dengue and yellow fever.
Many thanks for your revealing work, Dr. Mettenleiter and colleagues at the German Federal Research Institute for Animal Health. We pray that this alarming scenario will be checked by humanity's awakening to lifestyles that return our planet to harmony and equilibrium.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often graciously provided her insights to help protect the planet from the imbalances caused by global warming, as in the following March 2009 video conference in California, USA.
How can we take measures to protect not from rising sea levels, but also all the similar consequences of global warming? See, when the sea level rises, there will be more mosquitoes and diseases. But being vegan is our top priority, because this provides the most immediate cooling through actions that can be taken by individuals, because we are a big group on the planet, you see. Carbon removal is also good and acts fairly quickly, but being veg is something that every single person in the world can do and immediately.
Save our planet. Caspian states assisted in protecting the environment. The Caspian Environment Program, or CEP, is donating 5.5 million US dollars to help Caspian Sea littoral states in preserving the environment and the aquatic inhabitants of the world's largest lake. The program intends to aid Iran, Russia, Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, and Kazakhstan in their management and protection of the Caspian ecosystem while achieving sustainable development goals. Caspian Environment Program, heaven bless your generous support of the region's precious ecosphere. Wishing the Caspian Sea littoral nations abundant success and working together to benefit both humans and the environment.
Save Our Planet. US-based manufacturer Dow Corning donates solar electricity systems to villages near its Ranjangaon, India facility for children to obtain a good education through access to sustainable sources of light.
Save Our Planet. The US Interior Department releases previously classified high-resolution images of the Arctic, thus enabling researchers greater insight into how climate change is affecting the region.
Save Our Planet. International aid agencies are studying traditional weather forecasting methods in Or Lạc or Vietnam to determine if they maintain their accuracy in warning of the rapid changes brought on by global warming.
Save Our Planet. Envisat, or environment satellite images from the European Space Agency, reveal an 80% loss since 2006 of the eastern lobe of the Aral Sea, an aquatic body shared by Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan that was once the fourth largest inland lake in the world.
I'm Oinky the Piglet, and I'm totally vegan. For a tip on compassionate eating, how about making your special day greener with delicious and animal-friendly birthday or wedding cakes? Most cities have vegan bakeries with options that contain no animal products. There are also some online cake businesses that may deliver your delectable desserts. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Australia. Our association members from Brisbane participated in Greenfest, which is Australia's biggest free eco-friendly festival. With the 2009 theme of Community Warmth Can Cool the Planet, the event was held at Brisbane Botanical Gardens and promoted awareness of green lifestyles through supporting creativity in the arts and industry. There were speakers, musical acts, and more than 200 exhibitors. A booth sponsored by Loving Heart, one of the vegan restaurants around the world, inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate vision, was hosted by our association members from Brisbane.
What do you do in your home to be more green?
Well, I'm vegan, and that's a really big start. And I try to have organic food as much as I can. I catch public transport, also recycle.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Our gratitude Greenfest organisers and participants for encouraging sustainable living. May all individuals adopt compassionate ways of life to bring about a kinder world for this and future generations.
In environmental news, the United Kingdom and Switzerland assist China in dealing with the effects of global warming. UK's Department for International Development, or DFID, and the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation, or SDC, have together inaugurated a three-year program called Adapting to Climate Change in China. The DFID is contributing 2.9 million euros, and SDC is donating more than 1.9 million euro. The project will work with local communities concentrating on the health, agricultural, and water sectors. Heaven bless you, United Kingdom's Department for International Development and the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation, for this collaborative endeavor. May it have far-reaching benefits for many. Up next on Noteworthy News, novels by Israeli authors will be published in Arabic. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more significant news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In cultural news, Egypt plans to publish translations of Israeli authors. For the first time, Arabic versions of novels by well-known Israeli writers, Professor Amos Oz and Mr. David Grossman, both distinguished peace advocates, will soon be made available in Arabic to the Egyptian public. Our sincere thanks, Egypt, for making it possible for these valuable works to be read by a wider audience. May fine literature delight and uplift many.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled A Love Story.
Anh Hai, đi đâu mà cả tuần không thấy vậy? Đầu cổ lại sao như thế? Anh Hai trả lời, à, chuyện tình mà. Cuối cùng, tôi tìm ra được người tôi yêu. À, ai vậy? À, cái cô nhỏ tóc nâu mà mới dọn tới căn phòng nhà ở cuối phố đó. À, cô bé xinh quá. Sao mà anh nhanh thế? À thì tối tôi vác đàn tới ca vọng cổ với cửa sổ của phòng em mà. Mùi quá, rồi em cảm động chứ sao? Em ném xuống cho tôi mấy đóa hoa hồng. Còn nguyên trong giấy gói hả? Không không, còn nguyên trong chậu.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, I am an Iranian woman. I would like to ask Supreme Master Ching Hai and everyone who watches this channel to remember Iranian people who are in the Green Movement to Freedom and pray for democracy and peace in Iran. God bless you. Mehri from Ahvaz, Iran.
Concerned Mehri, we along with the rest of the world are praying for Iran that all lives are protected and harmony prevails. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has expressed her deep love for the spiritual Iranian people. May differences in all corners of the globe be resolved peacefully, wishing heaven's infinite grace upon you and your Iranian co-citizens.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you. The Iranians are always dear to my heart, and there's no word for me to express enough my true concern for their well-being. Pray Allah that all people take refuge in His great mercy and eternal love. All else, thankfully, are only transitory. Trust in the universal knowledge that nothing bad or good, would escape final judgment of the great law. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a joy to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you shine in the radiant glory of the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korea's Defense Minister Lee Sang-hee announces his country remains committed to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty joined in 1975.
U.S.-based Microsoft Computer Corporation founder and philanthropist Bill Gates partners with other engineers in applying for patents to develop hurricane prevention technology.
Representative Judy Chu from the state of California, USA, becomes the first Chinese-American woman to be inaugurated as a member of the United States Congress.
On July 22nd, China is broadcasting live the longest solar eclipse of the 21st century, making it available free of charge to TV stations, internet websites, and mobile phone users.
A study shows that consumption of beer in Germany continues to decline, with a 4% drop in the first quarter of 2009, which experts attribute to an increasingly health-conscious public.
In the city of Nablus, West Bank, Palestine, a month-long festival designed to bring enjoyment and economic revival begins with traditional dancing and tours of the old city.
Russia hosts peace talks between Armenian President Serge Sargsyan and his Azerbaijani counterpart Ilham Aliyev to find solutions to the shared Nagorno-Karabakh region.
A new study from the University of North Carolina, USA, shows that focusing daily on small happy moments and cultivating these emotions helps one to be more resilient to adversity and stress.
Russia's state-operated television stations are running a nationwide advertising campaign to encourage people to drink less alcohol as part of President Dmitry Medvedev's efforts to protect and preserve public health.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Turkish President Abdullah Gül commemorate a new Palestinian embassy in the Turkish capital of Ankara, further enhancing ties of friendship and brotherhood.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.